And welcome again to News Talk 870 KFLD, and we are very privileged to have a very special guest with us in our studios today, candidate for the governor of the state of Washington, our current Attorney General Rob McKenna. Welcome aboard. I know that you guys have been bouncing around the state. You have been busy, haven't you?
I have been all over the state and in eastern Washington a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, be nice if I could just campaign here full time. It's such a great place to be. But of course, I'm spending a lot of my time in the Seattle area to make mm-hmm. sure I get the votes I need there, as I have in the past. So mm-hmm. it's good to be back. Thanks for having me in.
Well, you know, aside from everything that we're seeing and hearing, I thought I'd ask you, as you talk to people all over the state, regardless of whether it's the east side, the west side, yeah. what are some of the big hot button issues that people are approaching you about? What are people saying? If elected, could you do something about
right.
this?
Well, I'll give you a great example. This happens all the time. I was at an event last night in the Seattle area, and it was a fundraiser for a community health clinic, and a woman walked up to me, introduced herself as a small business owner, mm-hmm. and she just said, please, please win this election. We really need your help. We being small businesses. I hear that mm-hmm. from small business owners everywhere in the state. They just can't believe that in the worst recession of our lifetimes, state government is turning the screws even more tightly on them, whether it's regulation, taxes, mm-hmm. You name it. They're just really feeling the pressure because unlike big companies like Boeing or Costco, they're still struggling. Their customers haven't come back or haven't come back mm-hmm. and spent the kind of money they used to, and they're struggling to hold on to the employees they have and struggling to keep their heads above water. So I hear that all the time. And then, of course, I hear from employees who are worried about whether they're still going to have a job in a mm-hmm. company that's small and struggling. And of course, the unemployed are just pulling their hair out. You know, we've got one of the highest unemployment rates in the United States. The feds reported that in June, we were number 7 in the country for unemployment.
And where had we been traditionally? If I remember, yeah. considerably lower than that. But
right.
we used to be, at worst, usually middle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes lower than the national
yeah,
average.
Often we were in the bottom half for unemployment, not in mm-hmm. the top 10. And the reason that we've fallen so far is that we are one of the most expensive states in America in which to run a company, in which to do business. You know, our current governor likes to tout a survey by one of the big business magazines that claims that we're a good place to do business. But amazingly enough, that survey doesn't even take into account the fact that we're one of only two states with a B&O tax, you know, a tax on gross receipts. Mm-hmm. So you're paying this tax whether you're making money or not. And, you know, our governor likes to say, well, you know, Idaho can't be better to do business than us because Idaho has a corporate income tax. Yeah, but you don't pay it if you're losing money. You know, right here, you're paying yeah. that gross receipts tax whether you're profitable or not. So mm-hmm. companies are struggling. That's the employees are worried, and the unemployed are underemployed, people who've taken part-time mm-hmm. jobs while they look for full-time work. They're really stressed out. And all this is happening against a backdrop in Olympia where, believe it or not, our governor and other leaders are saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to have to raise taxes. We can't fund our schools without tax increases. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep jacking up tuition at our colleges unless you give us tax increases. What they never tell us, John, is that the same budget forecasts, which they keep showing deficits in, show that we're going to have $11 billion more in the state budget 8 years from now than mm-hmm. we have now. That's a 36% increase. Yeah. This culture, John, is just astonishing. And I'm running against a former congressman who thinks that's just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he's campaigning on.
Now, I remember there's been so much said in the media, too, about the current legislative or previous legislative sessions where they were trying to close, depending upon whose numbers you hear, a $1 to $2 billion shortfall.
Right.
Now, if we're projecting, you know, $7 or $8 billion more, it's the question would be, where's that money going to come from? If they can't close up one or two, how would you close up eight?
Well, I mean, here, just to be clear about it, they are forecasting, you know, next biennium $1 billion shortfall, a couple billion after that. That's mm-hmm. after they assume $11 billion more in tax revenue. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're saying our 2 year budget today is over $31 billion. Mm-hmm. They're saying that by 8 years from now, it'll be over $42 billion. And it's still not going to be enough money. We're still going to have deficits.
Wow.
It's clearly a spending problem, not a revenue problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many families out there expect their incomes to go up 36% in the next 8 years. I know a lot of small businesses would love to see their business revenues go up 36% in the next 8 years. But, of course, that's not happening for most of them. And for government to sit there, for the state government leadership to say, oh, well, it's just not enough. You're going to have to give us more taxes. It's just insulting. It's also completely unrealistic. I mean, the voters have made it very clear they're absolutely taxed to the max. They are saying that when they say no to an income tax, as they did 2 years ago, fortunately. They said that when they repealed the temporary tax on bottled water and soda pop, when they put property tax limits in, they cut the license tab fee for your car. You know, the voters have made it very clear they're up to the limit and they don't want any more taxes. So now, of course, what they started, they're talking about doing in Olympia is increasing taxes on business. Even though small businesses and large businesses as well provide more tax revenues as a share of the state budget than almost any state in America. Yeah. So at a time of high unemployment, what are they talking about doing? Raising taxes on business. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of that was brought out, especially in the last election. There are people that do not partake of this, but there was the huge fight over the state liquor control.
Right.
When they chose to basically do away with the state liquor stores.
Yeah.
And one of the many things that was a hot button issue, even on social networks, we saw where the state turned around and the people voted it in with well over a 60% margin, but then the state turned around and added those double-digit taxes on so that when people went back into the stores, it was as if they were saying, well, okay, you want to do away with this, but we still want our tax money. We're going to turn around and take it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that was another source of voter frustration.
You know, voters have been calling and saying, you know, to the Liquor Control Board, why aren't prices lower? So we'll see what happens as the system settles out. It'll take a while for that to happen, you know, at least another 6 months. I think that is a symptom of just overall voter frustration with the economy and they're worried about their own finances. So, you know, what I'm saying in this campaign is, look, we've got to lower the cost of employing people in this state. You want to have less unemployment, you got to make it easier for the private sector to hire. It just seems like common sense to me. The former congressman I'm running against says, oh, no, well, the first thing we need to do is create a new state agency. He would call it the Office of Economic Competitiveness. Because he says that the state government, quote, can't restructure the state economy by itself. So he wants the private sector to help him, quote, restructure the state economy, which I just find astounding. I've met with over 400 small business owners and leaders, and not one of them has said to me, you know, Rob, what we really need to create more jobs is a new state agency. It's amazing, but that hasn't come up even one time. So